Praise the Lord. We'll have a short sharing today. Can you see that all co-workers with this Tree of Life t-shirt? It's beautiful, isn't it? We need to take some group photos. I need to be short, brief and short, sweet and short. That's the order I received from Simo. I cannot go over time. Now is the last paragraph, last main paragraph of Deuteronomy, chapter 31 to 34. That's the passing on the covenant. The title for today will be the passing on the covenant. Chapter 27 all the way to 30. God, we confirm the covenant he made with the Israelites at the Mount Horeb. That generation received that. But the human history, the history of Israel, shall continue to unfold. Now the Israelites is entering a new milestone. They are going to cross over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. It's a new journey. What will happen next? These four chapters doesn't just talk about the present situation they were in. The situation that they were crossing over to possess the land. But this covenant is to pass on till forever and ever. That in the future, so it's just like Moses. He was supposed to cross over the Jordan River. The Israelites will enter the land. How do they pass on the covenant that had been reconfirmed? That's the beginning of new history. They must do that. And they will do likewise in the future. In these few chapters, it's the handing over of power in a godly kingdom, in godly community. The power being handed over from one generation to generation. What is most important thing to do? Now Moses handing over to Joshua. And Joshua pass it on. So they have to, the future generations must do what Moses did. So that they can live forever on the promised land. That's the key point that we will read on in the coming four chapters. So the title of the day is Passing on the Covenant. It's divided into four paragraphs. Four paragraphs, verse 1 to 8. Choosing leader with who carries the presence of God. Who should the previous generation hand over the authority to? This community is moving forward. Some people will get on the wagon, some people will get off the wagon. That's what I learned when I was young, taking bus. Everyone gets on the bus, but then people get off at different destinations, different stops. And then we have different people getting on as well, at different stops. That's our life. It happened in the Israel community as well as in Hong Kong. The old leader, the previous leaders will past will go, and then the new leaders will arise. So how does the old, the previous leaders pass on this authority? When what are the requirements, requisites as new leaders? He must have the presence of God with him. In the beginning, I thought that we must have faith. Well, in the beginning, I titled it as the choose the leaders with faith. But here, as I read on, I think it's about the presence of God. Here, it strongly emphasizes about the presence of God, verse 1 to 8. Due to the time, I'm not going to read verse by verse. So Moses was saying that I'm old, I'm 120 years old. And God said to me, I will not cross the Jordan. And the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. The Lord will lead you. Moses says, I will not go forward. And then you need to dispossess, destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. And Joshua will definitely cross over ahead of you. So Joshua was chosen. And Moses told everyone that I have chosen Joshua to replace me. Joshua and God will lead you into the land. And Joshua will say what the Lord wants to say to you. Verse 4, the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and all the kings of Amorites whom he destroyed along with their land. So you have seen how God used me to destroy Sihon and Og and receive their land. And in the same way, God will use Joshua to possess the land of Canaan and destroy these Canaanites. Verse 5, the Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. And be strong and courageous. God said again, do not be afraid or terrified. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 7, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel. So he said to the people first, and he summoned Joshua. In the presence of all Israel, he commanded Joshua, be strong and courageous, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them. And you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Verse 8. He commanded Joshua in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous. You are going to lead the people into the promised land, and you need to possess the land. God will definitely go before you. As Moses commanded Joshua, lead them into the land. But you know, Joshua was afraid. Be strong and courageous. Lead them over. How can you be strong and courageous? The Lord will go before you. It's not you go ahead of the people. It's God himself go before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God will be with you. He will walk before you. He will open the way for you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. It's the Lord who is before you. And it's the Lord who is with you. And it's the Lord who never leaves you nor forsake you. On this whole journey, the Lord is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. He will lead you. And He will walk before you. It's not you walk before God. That's the presence of God. The presence of God before you. The presence of God. The dwelling of God. His presence before you, on you. His presence will never leave you nor forsake you. In the time of battle, in the time of mighty great battle, if you face vast army, or when the Israelites did not obey, was rebellious, they deviate, they do not listen to you, they rebel against you. And God told Joshua, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Just follow me. That's why it's emphasized His presence before you, on you, and never leave you. And is the Lord your God. The leader Moses chose must have that characteristics. As it passed on from generation to generations, the leaders, the new leaders, they must have the presence of God. That's the most important, the presence of God. As I look back the previous 18 years, how God has been leading our church, we strongly experience the presence of God. We must be thankful. We have seen the leading of God mightily in our church. This year, after beach baptism, just after beach baptisms, give our God a big hand, our Lord Jesus. Sunday just gone. I estimate that about 3,000 people been to the beach, but it's just like, it's a rough estimation. 341 people got baptized. Give our Lord Jesus a big hand. 341 people baptized. I never expected so many people getting baptized and being to the church, because we didn't really mobilize people. You know, when Hong Kong was not in such a turmoil before, we really, really pushed it, mobilized it. But this year we have so much to attend to. Inside, outside, externally, internally, we have a lot to attend to. We didn't make much effort in advertising this beach baptism. And then I was talking to Simo that people don't really have strong feeling over this. And we say, no worries, we can baptize just 50 people or 100 people. If no one turns up, then hey, we just pack stuff down and then go home. That was such a sunny day. We have some clouds, some shades. It did rain a bit. It cooled us down. And we saw an eagle at the end of the beach baptism. It was amazing. Yeah, he was flying really low. And then he soared high up again. We thank God that God really accept us. It was supposed to be cloudy. It's supposed to have And three typhoons were supposed to hitting us. One typhoon was supposed to come back, turn back, but then dissolved. One turned east and one went northward. We had a good day. God's presence was strong. I really thank God for that. I need to speed up. Verse 9 to 14. That's the second paragraph. Set up the second, the covenant keeping system. We need to choose a leader with the presence of God. And also the second one, set up the system to keep the covenant. Verse 9, so Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the Levitical priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. So at the end of every 7 years, in the year of canceling debt during the Festival of Tabernacles, they need to read the law before them. And it's repeated here. So they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and follow carefully all the words of this law. It has been repeated here. And then verse 12, verse 13, the children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. And you can live as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Every 7 years, the law must be read. They pass on the law to the Levitical priests and command the elders. At the end of 7 years, every 7 years, during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, you must read out the law and everyone must hear. You can say, I have heard it 5 times. I don't want to listen anymore. Everyone must listen. The new generation who heard nothing about the law must hear. All Israels must listen. Why do they have to do that? It's to set up the system to observe the law. So everyone learn to fear the Lord and observe His law and command. Everyone must learn. Everyone must listen. It's a system in place, so that the people's heart can be turned to God. If you do not know, you must learn. You already know, you must be reminded. Every year, as you hear, every 7 years, you must reflect on yourself. Am I following the law? Is my heart towards God? I must continue to learn to fear the Lord. This is important. This is crucial. A blessed, a godly community, that a community can be used by God, they can walk into the destiny of God, they must observe the law of God. So Moses ordained a leader that have the presence of God. Now he must build up a community with the presence of God. You observe the covenant of God, you turn to God, God turns to you, then you can live long. Amen. Very important. The community with the presence of God. We must cultivate the presence of God. The system is crucial. That's the meaning of Feast of Tabernacle. You must have the presence of God. God dwells in tent. He dwells among us, and we must observe His covenant, keep His covenant, and observe the law. That's the time, that's the meaning of Feast of Tabernacle. The third paragraph, verse 14 to 23. So the second paragraph is verse 9 to 13. The Lord appeared and said to 15. a most important part of Deuteronomy chapter 31 at the time. And it's important today as well. That the Lord appeared to Joshua and command him. Verse 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Now is the day of your death is near. Call Joshua and present yourselves at the tent of meeting where I will commission him." God wanted to commission Joshua and Moses. So Moses and Joshua came and presented themselves at the tent of meeting. Verse 15, "Then the Lord appeared at the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the cloud stood over the entrance to the tent." This is important. Moses told the people that the Lord will be with Joshua. And now the presence of God came down. They stood at the entrance to the tent. In the past, Joshua never entered the tent of meeting. But here he entered because Moses will depart. And the pillar of cloud of God came down. They stood before God. And God appeared to them. God told them two things. Command Moses to write the song. What is the song? That after they will follow foreign gods, and they will forsake God and break the covenant to testify against them. That's the song, the purpose of the song. And then verse 20, "When they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me, rejecting God, and breaking God's covenant." He exposed the nature of the Israelites just before they were entering the land of Canaan. And God told Moses, and Joshua heard it, "I knew Israel very well. They will forsake me when you depart. Now you write a song to testify against them. I knew beforehand that that's what you will become. And tell Joshua, the people you are leading into the land of Canaan, they are not good. They are not mighty, they are not godly, they are not God-loving. They are not good. They are really not good. But you must lead them to possess the land." And then verse 23, "The Lord gave this command to Joshua, son of Nun, be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites, these weak people, into the land I promised them, and I myself will be with you." God will be with them. They are so low. And yet God wants to be with them. Because I'm with you, with Joshua. Verse 24 to 30 is the last paragraph. God testifies against men. The subtitle is, "We must submit to the covenant of God and observe His word, obey His word." So Moses commanded the Levite to put this law next to the Ark of Covenant. The law is to testify against the Israelites. "Because I knew you were rebellious, you are rebellious. The army of Israel shall march forward." Are they God-fearing? No. God knows. But God say, "I am with you." There is a system. every 7 years you must read out the law. And next to the Act of Covenant, by the God's glory, I am telling the Israelites, the law is here and you cannot fulfill the law. God knows you cannot fulfill it. But we just talked about in the previous chapter that God has mighty grace and mercy. When you fail, turn to God. When you fail, turn to God. And God's blessing will be with you. A leader must reassure that the peoples will follow God and turn to God. The leader must have the presence of God. May our church be like this forever. That's the end of my sharing. That's the end of the message today.